Yesterday, the man selected by Governor Palin to develop an energy plan for the state of Alaska outlined an energy initiative that's scheduled for release in its full version later this month. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Steve Hagenson is the executive director of the Alaska Energy Authority and statewide energy coordinator. He didn't so much present a plan as a process.
This energy plan, as everybody keeps calling it, is really going to be a tool. It's going to be a tool that will allow you to look at your community, look at the fuels that are available in your backyard, and use them and put them in context with other fuels so you can make a direct comparison. We also need to develop business relationships. This is not about the state coming to save you. This is about Alaskans standing up and being independent.
Hagenson says using local fuels to develop local resources could be a big boost to a community's overall economy. He pointed to an example in northwest Alaska.
Selawik puts about $1.4 million a year, small community of Selawik, into energy. This is a lot of money, but if they could some magically find some way to use local resources to get to their and keep that $1.4 million or a big portion of it in their economy, think what that would do to their economy.
Moving to a larger scale, Fairbanks' energy costs are around $460 million a year. Since his appointment in March, Hagenson and his staff have collected energy cost data from over 300 Alaskan communities. They determined current energy, fuel, and transportation costs, and then offered an estimated cost comparison should the community opt for a local or regional energy resource. Those options include hydro, wind, and wood. Each community will have its own individual profile. Hagenson estimates the final plan scheduled for release on December 17th could range well over 500 pages. Choosing new energy sources could mean re-examining previously ignored ones. Hagenson recounted how he asked a friend if one could make burnable pellets from willows. He wanted to see if Bethel could make use of all the willows surrounding the town. Pellets proved impractical, but there was another option.
This guy gave me a phone call from Bethel, and he said, you know, I'm not sure I want to do pellets because I have to change all the stoves out in Bethel. What I'd rather do is make broomsticks. So he's going to take all these willows, take the stalks, squish them down into like a log-shaped thing somehow, and then he can cut them into cordwood and use them in your existing wood-fired stoves. There's a creative solution. We need to find more of those like that in Alaska.
Hagenson says once the authority's plan is released, the state can proceed to the next step.
Now I think we understand where we're going, and I think now it's time for some policy statements, and we'll be working with the legislature and the governor's office to develop those policies.
Another part of that independence Hagenson referred to earlier is that he thinks the state should assist only with the capital costs, not the operational expenses of the individual energy projects. The report does not include the state's rail belt, ranging from Fairbanks to Homer.
The rail belt has its own issues. It's got much larger things. We're looking at projects like Susitna, gas supplies, bullet lines, different fuel sources for the rail belt use. It'll be mentioned in this narrative, but it's not going to be coming out until later on in 2009.
While the final December 17th report itself won't include funding recommendations, Hagenson hopes that rural communities will utilize the report's data when deciding upon energy projects and then seeking state funding. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.